Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananda Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananda Forbes. AnandaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Ananda.
Hi, Randy.
Let's talk about WestJet. Their PR team must be working overtime these days. There's a lot of stories coming out of WestJet. Some good, some I'm not sure if that's good, but we'll see. Let's start with the new cabin configuration. Lots of things going on there. What's happening?
Right. So that is a big topic of conversation. A lot of people think it may be a cash grab. They're not happy about perhaps, you know, not having their seats recline. So we were fortunate being part of the travel retail community. We had a meeting with WestJet yesterday or this week, and they were just trying to clarify what all the changes are. So first of all, they wanted to share that, you know, with their biggest order of new aircraft, they're going to have 67 new 737 MAX 10s and 7 new Dreamliners. What you're going to see is they're going to have premium, extended comfort, and then economy seats. And this is where I think people are going to see where in economy that they're going to have the fixed recline. So it's pre-recline. They're saying that it will enhance personal space, but people who are used to reclining won't have it. The seat pitch will be 30 inches. But where you're going to really see the changes is in ultra basic. So the leg room is going to be tighter. That's going to be rows 20 to 31. The seat pitch is going to be smaller, 28 inches. And the seats itself are going to be thinner. So where you sit on the plane is subject to the type of fare that you purchase. So, of course, if you got premium seats, you're going to enjoy the comforts of premium seats, and then even in premium economy and to an extent in economy. So if, you know, as a travel agent, we don't recommend you buying ultra basic unless you really do know what you're getting. So you can have baggage. You're the last to, like, baggage on the plane has to fit underneath. You can't have it in the overhead bin. And you just have to be aware when you book that the price will dictate where you sit on the plane.
Interesting. The whole reclining of the seats doesn't really bother me because I never recline my seats anyways. But it's interesting that I guess I won't have a selection of seats now. It'll be limited depending on what I pay is what I'm hearing.
That's it exactly. It is. I think it's something that the airline industry will embrace fully, no matter what airline. And then that goes to say, if one airline does it, for an example, will Air Canada follow in a month, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Uh-huh. So it's very, you have to know, if you're going to do it on your own, you have to know that the lead-in price is not the final price.
Of course. And that's always the thing, right? And that's one of the big reasons why we're not necessarily picking on WestJet here. They're just the first to come out with some changes, because what we found in the past is if one airline does it, the others soon follow suit. So is it going to become a trend when it comes to airlines as far as this new cabin configuration? And the other thing too, like you're talking about from a travel agent point of view, if it's just an air ticket I'm booking, do travel agents want to do that? Is, I guess, my question, because you're not really getting paid much to book an airline ticket, because air tickets, there's no commission on it.
Right. And that's a very good point, because most travel agencies, well, all travel agencies work when we deal with airlines on a very low revenue return. So we, with technology out there, and people are pretty savvy with their, you know, smart device, and they can book their own seats super easy. All you have to just remember is all the incremental costs that could happen as you go through the process. And as we were mentioning, there is going to be a baggage increase for tickets with WestJet back on or before, September 16th was the date. And then WestJet quietly raised their fee for the first check fee to about between $5 and $6 for many ultra basic, econo, and member exclusive fares.
Yeah.
So, you know what, you may not even know you're paying it, but these little costs add up. And I do recommend that you pay in advance versus at the airport, because at the airport, the prices when you do airport check-in tends to be significantly more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting notes too. And because you gotta weigh in the cost. Like if you're comparing an ultra basic fare where you are not allowed a carry-on, and even with the next the economy fare, you can have a carry-on, but it's you pay a fee for a checked bag, and then the next level is premium economy where you get a free checked bag, the way I understand it. So you got to weigh, like, if you did the math, is it still cheaper to do a checked bag later? Was what I'm getting at, and paying a seat assignment, and that's the other one too, is paying for a seat assignment versus, you know, waiting for 24-hour check-in where you can pick your seat for free. That adds up too. That's a big cost as well. If you want to sit in a certain area, which where it turns out now, it depends on the ticket you're paying for anyways.
Right. And that's exactly that. And so we always, you know, share the option of buying what they call a flex fare, where those prices are already included. Mm-hmm. You might also want to consider, you know, how to avoid or reduce the cost. If you have an eligible card, a credit card when you're paying, like a WestJet RBC World Elite MasterCard, or if you have WestJet Rewards Elite status, you may get your first check bag for free. So there's different ways you can avoid it as well with the kind of credit card you use. I know TD has an Aeroplan card that allows you to have your first bag check free. But again, in a sense, you're kind of paying for it because you have to pay an annual membership fee as well.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
So it's what's the right way other than, you know, just know, I guess, yeah, you know, buyer beware.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the rewards now that you mentioned them. Some changes coming there as well with WestJet Rewards, right?
Yes, it was announced. And this one I had to think about. And I think a lot of people had to really kind of look at how it affects you. So WestJet dollars have been replaced by WestJet points. The conversion is one WestJet dollar to 100 WestJet points, and the points don't expire, which is good because sometimes you do have to watch for that. I think what could be most challenging or what to watch for is that when you redeem your points for almost you can do it for almost all the costs now. Some parts like your extras, your seats or meals, taxes may cost more points per dollar or have less favorable redemption rates. And then the elite tier spend thresholds were increased in 2025. So to reach silver, gold, platinum with flying spend requires more dollars. And for some credit card rewards like companion vouchers, they're now minimum spend requirements to receive certain perks. So it's interesting. Like, it's just not straightforward. Like, I always used to like it. Like, you book, you use your credit card, you get your points, you use your points, you go on a trip. But yeah. Now it takes a little bit more calculation kind of to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's new ways now to earn and redeem outside flights. So like, for an example, WestJet Rewards is introducing an e-store where you can earn and redeem points on merchandise, gift cards, such as like Amazon and Apple via shopping partners. So if you have the time and you really are linked to your rewards, you should know what you're going to get for it at the end of the day, because it may not be as much as you did in the past, I guess. you know, what it boils down to. And it's part of a cost cutting, you know, process that all airlines are going through, because they realize that it's against their, I guess, what they make at the end of the day as a bottom line.
Well, of course, that's always the way. They used to have a point system, then they changed to a dollar system, and now they're going back to points, if memory serves me correctly.
Yeah, I think you're right. Absolutely. Like, it's an evolution, I think, more than anything that we have to look at.
And then, some good news, I suppose, if you're wanting to be a pilot, because WestJet is announced too, they're cutting 44 pilots over age limit because they're getting too old. So they'll be looking for pilots, and there's a shortage of pilots as there is already in the industry. So that'll just cut into it.
Yeah. So the move is part of a broader reduction bid by WestJet, which includes position cuts and reassignment. And you're right. WestJet plans to cut 44 pilots within, this month, and citing age limit policy. So the cuts are tied to change in how the airline handles pilots over the age of 65 years. And so with this new approach, pilots who cross that threshold may longer count towards staffing baselines and be retained in their position. So it's funny because in other commodities, and countries, people are looking at raising the retirement.
We're
addressing it. Like, some pilots who become 65 in November are, it's all about age and cost at the end of the day with this move, I guess. But really, at the end of the day, how does it affect the consumer, right?
Exactly. Well, that's what it's all about. How does it affect the consumer? Lots of interesting things. Again, we're not picking on WestJet. With one airline starts with some different policies, the others follow suit. So it'll be interesting to see if the others do follow suit, and even including some of the American or the U.S.-based airlines, because they're quite integrated together throughout North America. So we'll see what happens. Interesting stuff. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. So always great to chat, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good week.